So yeah, so the Sora was in as do we define Beged? Did the Torah, since that time in Torah, it's seven personal only materials, therefore set up that those substances are Beged and that's it. And the Torah can't set up an entity which is Mitala in the future. It can't change. So therefore you say it's only seven personal. Or do you say no? Is that that although it's true that's a difficult way to set it up, but since Beged is something which is does change based upon the Dar, therefore what they set up is Semer Opishton means that it's Semer Pishton or anything which will function in that capacity in later generations. So we'll find. That was Machlokes. So the question was now, according to the Shita who held that it's only Semer Pishton, there's a Brisa which seems to contradict, because the Brisa says that any Minim are Chayiv and Tzitzis. Right? Any Minim are Chayiv and Tzitzis. So the Gemara says, no, it's Durabanan. So this is the Rabbanan. This is even though Minotaur, you're right, the only shame Beged is only on Semer and Pishtan, not on anything else, because the Torah has a fixed entity. But the Rabbanan came along and said, no, even other things are Chayiv and Tzitzis, even though presumably they're not Beged. So he said, it's a funny Rabbanan. I mean, what do? They change the Torah, says Beged is Semer and Pishtan. What the Rabbanan say, you know what, we're going to change Beged. And it's hard to imagine. So what kind of Rabbanan is it? So before we answer, we said the Rambam says a funny thing. He explains. Hold on one second. So the Rambam said in Halacha, it's a Perek Yemal. So Halacha Aleph, he says Ksus Shechayv Lasses Bo Tzitz Men HaTorah. Or here, he Ksus Sheish Labra Kenafayim Yosar Labra. So four more corners. V'tiyah Midasa Kedesh Yisrael Shavosh Shavosh Shalchat Ma'ach Vada V'shok Ben Tzorah Halshom V'Leil Chimo. So it's four corners, and the size is that it could cover a katan. Okay. And absurd material. So the Raya says three things. Corners, four corners, the size to cover a katan, and tzemer pishtan. Okay? Aval talash al sharminim, could go and beg in mashi, big day tzemer gafen, big day tzemer gamalim, tzemer anavim, and notes of shalizim, and yotzabam, ain chayav misasetis, ela mi divrei chachamim, kadil hizar misasetis. But other materials are only chayim and darabanan. It's funny you're lying, kadil hizar misasetis. But he says, "V'hu shetimuru ba'asa yosal arba v'yeshira kasher shemayna." But he says, in the other aspects, other qualifications, they never extend it. The shear still has to be the same shear, and it still has to have four corners. It's just the material. The Rabban says, "These aren't mitzvah sitzes; they're mechayev even different materials." Shekol begad the murim torah slime ain't on certain person b'van. Fine. That's going back on the primary halacha. Okay. So it's interesting. There are three requirements in the Beged to be chayv in HaTorah: size, corners, and then material. But when it came to material, Yizar Mitzvah Sitzis, the Rabban extended it to all materials. So it seems the Rabban is trying to give somewhat of a reason, because why should they be chayv? The problem is, why should they be chayv you if Torah, if there's not a Beged? not a Beged. Right, that's part of the problem. And it's hard to say the Rabban defined it as a Beged, because it's not a Beged. The Rabban is just changing the definitions of the Torah. So it seems they just set up a chiyuv. Why should there be a chiyuv? What kind of chiyuv is that? So Ram seems to be addressing it, but it's a funny thing. What does that mean, daily zarm? What's that idea? I mean, it's not tzitzis, it's not a baguette. So what kind of zero says that? Mizahir, that I'm not doing mitzvah tzitzis. Right? So as we explained. And why, you don't say daily zarm tzitzis, why is it only this? So why not say even a three-cornered garment, I'll be a zarm tzitzis? Or even a tiny baguette, I'll be a zarm tzitzis, you know? It's only this characteristic that they're extending. Just an observation, it seems we all agree that the question was, what does the Rambam hold, the Rabbanan? Is it the Rabbanan saying anything which functions as a baguette, even if I'd wear a garbage bag or plastic, or you know? Or is this the Rabbanan just evening out to the other Tana Dvei Shema, which are those materials which are regular to be, you know, I guess in a modern day situation, to be begotten? So it seems, we said from Lashon Rambam, that it's really the same as the other Tana Dvei Shema. Because he says kiyotzimah, he lists specific materials and says kiyotzimah. Otherwise, he doesn't list anything. Just say beged shel kol aminim or whatever. He doesn't have to list anything. He just say kiyotzimah. So it does seem to be restrictive as well. Now, what I was thinking is a simple shot is that the thing is like this: is that I'd say in a sense it's like a siyag, like a gezerah. Okay, like a gezerah is made to protect the Torah, right? To protect the Torah. See, normally you have the Ba'isurim, right? See, but I'd say is that what the Chum saw in Mitzvah Sitzis is a dangerous situation. Okay? Why? And it's very much because of the Svara which we're saying. Which is that really there's no difference between Semer and Peshtan and, let's say, cotton. intrinsically. Intrinsically, conceptually even, they are exactly the same, because they are materials which a person relates to as omed lef or begadim. The only difference is that Semen Pishtan made the cut. Because in the Torah, since the Torah this is one of the Tanur Rishmah holds, is the way we hold, is that since the Torah deals with a fixed chafza, so therefore, and at the time of the Matan Torah, basically it was Semer and Pishtan, so therefore the Torah set up Semer and Pishtan. But conceptually, it really would have included cotton and all these other minim, if in fact they were minim begadim. But it didn't, not because they're conceptually differentiated from Semer and Pishtan. On the contrary, they're not. I mean, at that time they were, but for now, they're exactly the same thing conceptually. A person who is a thinker and looks right now at a tzemer, pishtun, and cotton will find no difference at all conceptually between one and the other. It's purely because of the historical fact that at the time of the Matan Torah, the Torah has to deal with fixed concrete entities and it can't have an evolving halacha. So therefore, it had to fix tzemer and pishtun, right? So therefore, things like this is that. So if you'd ask me, is semer and pesh is a cotton a baguette? So I'd say it depends what you mean. In terms of man's intrinsic conceptual categories, yes, it's a baguette the same way as semer pesh is. But in terms of like the halachic chal hashem, it's not, because the Torah, the Matan Torah, had to fix the halachic chal hashem baguette at certain entities. So therefore, since that's the case, the Chum found difficulty in that, because a person is going to stumble on that, because basically you say begadim are chayvin sittis, but for all practical purposes, well, I'm going to be wearing a cotton baguette, and which is a baguette in terms of a man, and any thinking person's world, that's a baguette just as much as cotton is, just as much as seven fish then is, and you're going to say you don't have to put sittis on it. So it's tricky, it's dangerous, because a person, it's true, but Talmud Chacham understands the halacha and understands the fact that idea and the way Sinai is set up, he won't make a mistake. But even for a person who thinks, he'll analyze it and say, there's no difference. I don't have to wear it in this, I'm not going to wear it in that. So therefore, but the Chum saw a danger here. So lehizahir b'mitzvah sitzes means like, so the people will be careful in mitzvah sitzes. You're not going to be careful in mitzvah sitzes when it comes to cotton, you're not going to have to wear it, but some person ain't going to have to wear it. That's a situation that's going to lead to neglect. So in order so that people will be careful on it, they set up that in some that which man relates to as a baguette also is chayiv and sittes midrabban. But like cotton, it's unique. This is very unique because of the nature of the halacha of semer and pishtan. See, the halacha of davarba, and it's because of what we said, it was the halacha of four corners. Isn't just a relic of the. That's what, when we said at the time, it wasn't just because of the way things were at the time of the Torah. I mean, remember when we were doing it, we said that's an intrinsic thing because that's the way you define a baguette. It lends itself to definition only through Dal Kampa. So that's a different kind of baguette, and that existed then, exists now. And the size also, that doesn't change. But Semer and Pishtan, and that's in fact why the Tanur Shmuel argues, because he says conceptually, really, it should be. Cotton should be the same thing as Semer and Pishtan. And this Tanur Shmuel, this one also agrees that it should be, just it couldn't be. So therefore, but that's a situation which, although Minat Torah, that's the way it has to be, but it lends itself to problems. And therefore, the Rabbanan, to protect mitzvah tzitzis and people's zeros in mitzvah tzitzis, they stepped in and set up a chiv darabon. Okay, so back to the Gemara. So the Gemara, now that we understand the machlokas between two Tanur Shmuels about whether or not sharminim are chayv d'orais d'rabbanon, so maybe we could understand the Gemara. Because the flow of the Gemara is very difficult. And the Gemara is as follows. Basically, a machlokas are of Rav Yehuda and Rav Nachman, whether sharminim are chayv and says min haTorah min d'rabbanon. Or basically, whether chayv or pater. Whether silk is chayv or pater. So Rava, Esrei Rava, or Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman says silk is pater. So he brought a brisa which seems to contradict. What it says, Hashrei Mekalach Shrikin Kulanu Chayev Mitzitzes. So he says, it sounds like they're Chayev, so he says, no, Midrabanan, it's only Midrabanan. Okay, so he says, Iyachi Yem HaSefer, Kulan Serem Peshan Pojerman. He says, right, no, forget that one. Right, because fine. Hachanai Mistah, skip that. Diktani Sefer, Hain Beminam Pojerm Shalmina Ein Pojerm. So now what it wants to prove is that they're Chayev Midrabanan. Okay, that the brisa which states that sharminim, that silk is chayiv, is unclear whether that brisa is talking about the rice of the Rabbanan. So the Gemara wants to say, I could prove to you that it's Darabanan, because it says that silk will potter silk. Okay? So it says, Yom Rishon Darabanan, there's Darabanan. If the whole Chiyav on silk is in Darabanan, I can understand Darabanan is setting up the Chiyav, so they say silk will potter silk. Ela Yom Rishon Darabanan, who did potter? But if the whole Chiyav on silk is Chayav in a Torah, so then you should only be allowed to use Tzemer and Pishdan to potter it for your Lavan. Because there's a smichas parshias, so v'gdilon tasachon and tzemer pishdan, right? So v'shana tzemer pishdan yatzim v'gdilon tasachon. So therefore, I would say if you're chayv min haTorah, so chayv min haTorah, all you should really be allowed to use is lavan, right? All you should be allowed to use lavan. Is it tzemer pishdan? But if we're in the rabbanan, then you can't say smichas. Then the rabbanan are setting up this whole chayv on silk, so they can use whatever you want. Then I can understand that you could use silk, not whatever you want, but I can understand that you could use silk. So, right? So that's a question. Which is hard to understand exactly what the question is. I mean, you know, if silk should work for silk because some idea of men or whatever, then why should that be Talim in Darabanan and Deoraisa? Right? I mean, the Darabanan. It's only silk which works. You can't use silk for polyester, so it's because of Min Kanaf. So if the Darabanan, and if in the Darabanan, if you tell me that Tzemer Pishdan is the only thing which works, then when the Darabanan extended to silk, they should set up Kain Deoraisa. And it should also be only Tzemer and Pishdan. Right? So the Gemara answers the answer which you'd imagine it would answer. It says, Yimishim ha, lo area. Kedurava. The Rava, Ramik Sevakra Mekanak, said Tzemer and Pishdan. Okay, Tzemer and Pishdan put their main mirror, main shalom. Mina shav, minim, bemina, potrim, shalom, minim, potrim. So basically, his answer is that you forgot about Rava, the halach of Hakanaf Minkanaf. The Hakanaf Minkanaf teaches you that you could always have Minkanaf. So then in Lavan, you have two choices. You have Tzemer Pishdan generic, and then you have Min Kanaf. So even if the Meshi is Chayev Min HaTorah, still you could use Meshi to Pater Meshi because it's Min Kanaf. So therefore, we have no question. Just like if it's the Rabbanan, you could use Meshi to Pater Meshi, cause, you know. But it sounds like funny. I mean, so the Gemara just didn't know the source. Like, well, it just sounds like the Gemara. How many Gemara didn't know about this problem? Didn't know about this halacha of Min Kanaf? And the Maskana is, no, there's this thing called Ninkanaf, and you're forgetting about that. Like, I don't know, just like funny, like, is there something going on conceptually here in the Gemara, or is it just a matter of, like, filling in the unknown halacha of Ninkanaf? You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't seem like it's much of a problem, just we didn't know about such a thing. So then I said, oh, here's this person. You know? It sounds like there's an argument here that Min HaTorah, it would seem that in the Havimina, if it were Chai Min HaTorah, you couldn't say Min Kanaf somehow. Where is it? It's not that you didn't know the source. It would seem to be that if it were the Meshi Chayv Min HaTorah, it doesn't make sense to say that you could use Meshi for Meshi. I mean, Kanaf is very nice, but it's hard to say. For whatever reason, that would be difficult to say. But, and then the Maskana is, no, you do say it. It's for whatever reason. But why? Why is that hard to say? I mean, what's the difficulty in saying that? Right? That's what you're going to say. What changed in the Maskana? What was the force of the question? And what's the Maskana? Just to express the question clearly, what's it saying? If it's Dero Reis, these are begotten Min HaTorah, that's Chayim says Min HaTorah, so doesn't that mean that Beged is Semer or Pishtun or anything else? So, well, cotton is also Beged 100%, like anything else. So why is there such a problem saying that cotton will be able to cut potter cotton? I mean, cotton is the same as Semer Pishtun altogether. Why should it be only Semer Pishtun work? Your whole thing is saying that there's really no difference. They're all Beged. Everything's Beged. So everything's Beged, so then why can't Beged, Pater Beged? Then cotton should have Pater cotton for sure. Why is it going to be such a problem with that? Then how could it be the Chayv Din HaTorah? Good. So Moshe says that. I think this might have been Ilan's farm. I don't remember, but. So perhaps it's like this. Is that. So again, what's the whole question between Tanya and Ishmael? Can the Torah set up a definition of a Beged to be this like rotating entity? Like something which does it have to be a davar mesuyam fix tzemer pishdan, or could it be something tzemer o pishdan, which means anything which will ever function in the same way as tzemer pishdan will function? Right, that's a question. Right. So the Gemara holds is like this: is that even if you want to say the latter, okay, that it could be a rotating definition, right? So it's one thing to say that a beged. Because here, what do we define? We're defining Beged. So Beged is like a chold kind of a thing. It's true. It's a halachically recognized entity, but it's a beged. A beged is a beged. It's not a mitzvah. It's a beged, right? Of course, halacha has to define what a beged is. But it's one thing to say that the Torah will allow the definition, the halachification of the idea of beged to be rotating, because beged is a rotating phenomenon. So since beged is a rotating phenomenon, it will grab onto that aspect of beged, and therefore it will change the doros. Okay? That's fine. But when it comes to the structure of a mitzvah, right, the halachic chafta shel tzitzis, a chafta shel mitzvah, part of tarayag, what's the mitzvah? Put what on the corner of my baguette? Put a rotating entity? See, it's one thing to say, defining a halachic, an entity of baguette is one thing, but a chafta shel mitzvah, to say, what is tzitzis? Tzitzis is tzemer or pishlan or anything which may function in that way in all future generations, that, he holds that can't be. The chafta shel mitzvah has to be a specific chafta. That can't, even Torah Mishnah is willing to accept it in the definition of a beged, which is an entity of chol, but the chafta shel mitzvah, what's the chafta shel mitzvah? Put what on the corner of your beged? Put tzemer pishlan, that I can understand. That's the chafta shel mitzvah. Put, I don't know, whatever will function like that. There's a difference between the formulation of a mitzvah. A mitzvah is a tzura, a specific tzura, versus the halachification of a worldly object of a beggar. I mean, that's the thing, is that see, if it's Darabanan, so the whole thing is, then we don't have the whole problem altogether, because you're saying, really, Minatora, the only beggar is Saran Pesha. But the Darabanan are coming along and say, since people relate to this as beggar, so he still puts it this on. So then I could say, well, now you're in the world of what people relate to. So that's the whole nature of the Chayav, so now you can put silk on, that's very good. But once you tell me it's minatoros, it means minatoros, it is beged. That's beged. Beged is defined in a rotating type of a way. But now the chafta shel mitzvah, so it's a chi minatorah. Minatorah, chafta shel mitzvah is going to be rotating that yield. How could that be? That's what yields is different. So what's the answer? I mean, it's a good question, right? That's the question. It's not just that he didn't know min kanaf. Min kanaf is very nice. But how can min kanaf get around this problem? That's the problem. Yeah, it's very nice. Min kanaf is going to work by other things. But here, you deal with an impossible thing. How could the Torah say, how could you have a chafta shel mitzvah, which is indeterminate? So what's his answer? So it could be the answer is that this is a different kind of chafta shel mitzvah. See, if it were pshat, that you put on tzitzis, and tzitzis has a halacha, what kind of material should it be out of? The material which is of the baguette. So then you said, but a halacha, the entity can't change. What's the nature of the halachic thing? How could it possibly change from what is the min of tzitzis? Is it tzemer? Is it pishtan? Or is it cotton? Or is it what min is tzitzis? What is the chafta of tzitzis? But he said, you can't look at tzitzis like that. It's just put on a substance. This isn't a substance. The very halacha of tzitzis is tzitzis hakanaf, which is an extension of the corner, an extension of the bag. And that's what tzitzis is. And the halacha of mino means because the extension of the beged is min. Min is always intrinsically an extension of beged. Okay? So since the whole definition of the chafta of tzitzis is not a defined chafta, the whole idea of the chafta, it's not put on a lulav onto tzitzis. No, the halacha is extend the chafta shel beged. So since the halacha is to extend the beged, so now what material is going to qualify is going to have to make recourse to what is beged. What is this beged? So if this is beged and the halacha is extended, so meshi is going to work. See, because it's not like you have the beged and then you have a separate chafta which you're placing on. Your tcheles maybe couldn't vary, because this is a separate, it's a defined chafta. So you can't have a normal chafta shel mitzvah is a defined chafta, because you have the mechayev, and then you have the chafta shel mitzvah, which exists independently. Here, the very chafta, the mitzvah, is to extend the beged. So since that's the mitzvah, so now the material will be whatever beged is. If you can tell me the Torah recognizes beged as a undefined entity, and it could change, so then the mitzvah, which says extend that beged through hakanaf min kanaf, by extending the min, so then that could also change. Because it's a different kind of chafta shel mitzvah, that's what he's answering. I mean, and the nature of that halacha, and that's what Rava, that's what the halacha is. Hakanaf min kanaf, that limud is teaching you. Since the mitzvah is extending the baguette, the material of the baguette is always kosher. Sefer Pishtun generically will extend baguette. Those are substances of baguette per se. But min kanaf will intrinsically, the through the min of the baguette is intrinsically, it reflects extension of baguette, and therefore it will work. So normal chafetz, so you wouldn't be able to have this. So it's an interesting analysis. When it comes to a definition of a chafetz, of a baguette, that's a machlokas tanan, whether you could define a baguette in an undefined way. In terms of the normal chafetz, so definitely you cannot. But since this mitzvah is to extend the baguette, so you're not going to treat it like you would treat chafetz mitzvah in general, but you're going to treat it however you treat baguette, because it's going to come for the ride. So if baguette, so it's going to be tali in that same machlokas. So it's not a question. In fact, that's why Rava's halacha really supports this. Because, see, again, if you look at it as a normal chafetz mitzvah, then you can't say it's going to change from that generation to generation. Chafetz mitzvah can't change like that. But if you look at it as a normal chafetz mitzvah, I'll ask you, what material is this chafetz? What, it could be any material? What kind of halacha is that? Where do you see a chafetz mitzvah that's undefined? And that was, remember, when we were doing the sugya of lava, and that was our problem. Well, what is it? It's whatever the material of the baguette is. But the only way to explain that is because this isn't it's not a substance per se. The very halacha of lavan is extension of baguette. That's the very halacha of lavan. So therefore, it could be an undefined substance. It depends on the baguette. Oh, so since that's the case, so if the definition of baguette is going to change from dar l'dar, and halacha is going to recognize that, so then the definition of the lavan is also going to change. Because the nature of lavan is not an ordinary halachic entity. An ordinary halachic entity has a definite identity. Here, it doesn't have its own identity. Its identity is as extension of baguette. It does also lend itself to a definite identity because Semer Pishton, or Nikva, and Asiyas Torah, as meaning which intrinsically reflects baguette. So that it could have, it's like it takes on both forms. In other words, since it's halakhic entity, at Sinai fixed certain meaning which intrinsically reflect extension of baguette, but that's the steer in the psukim. That's what the smichas teaches you. But Hakanaf Mekanaf teaches you that it also left itself open to following the world of the baguette and it's being extended through the definition of the baguette. The baguette changes, it will change all.